Hey!
You're still here.
I thought I was the only one left in the building.
Really? Is that true?
As the boss, you always have to be the last to leave.
Well, that's why you get the big bucks, I guess.
Hey, just before you go home, can I ask you something quickly?
Oh, what's that?
Leave the door open.
Sure.
Can I ask why?
Really?
You never have meetings with a female colleague behind a closed door?
Why not?
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, I guess with all the Me Too stuff lately, I suppose it does make sense. But the fact that you, of all people, feel compelled to keep the door open, I think it's a bit of a shame, actually. I mean, even though, technically, you are my supervisor, you always treat me very professionally, as a complete equal. And despite the difference in our ages and where we are in our careers. Oops, sorry. I didn't want to make you feel old. Well, I feel like I can talk to you about anything. That hasn't always been the case. I've had quite a few male bosses who think that their power over me means they can paw me whenever they want to. They're always touching my arm or brushing against my ass. And if they're not doing that, then they're making these thinly veiled sexual references or cracking dirty jokes just to watch my reaction. It's so gross. So immature. But the worst is when they take a suggestion I've made, and they pretend they don't hear it. Then, later, I found out that they stole my idea, and took all the credit for it. I mean, it's just so unfair. So unethical. Oh, God. Sorry. Am I ranting? What? You think it's a justified rant? Well, I appreciate that, thank you. See, that response of yours right there, that's why I think of you as a mentor. And that's why you don't need to keep your office door open when we're chatting. In fact, I'm going to close it. Right now! There! See? The world hasn't exploded. You haven't suddenly started to attack me. You're not trying to tear my clothes off. Oh. I'm sorry. Look, I've made you blush. Sorry. Okay. Let's talk about something else. So, how's your wife? Oh. I'm sorry to hear that. No, I hadn't heard you two were having problems. I usually just tune out all of that personal gossip. You've been living in a motel how long? What happened? Really? She met someone else. Oh no. That's awful. Look. I hope I'm not crossing over any boundaries here, but I just have to say, I think she's crazy. No, matter of fact, I know she's crazy. If it was me, well,
I mean, that must be really hard on you. God, you poor thing. So, can I say something? And if it gets, well, too inappropriate, just let me know, okay? So, from my perspective, as a younger woman. Okay, I know! You're not that old. Well, I think you're still, you know, quite attractive. No. I mean it. Totally. You keep in shape. You dress in a far more, as the kids would say, aesthetically woke way than most other guys your age. And you seem excited by life. Yes, you do. I mean, you're always trying new things. You go out to the movies and see live music all the time. And whenever I make a reference that I think only someone of my generation will get, well, you usually pick up on it. So, you've got a lot going for you, all right? In fact, if you popped up on my feed, I'd swipe right, okay?
Oh, fuck. Did I just say that? Oh, God. I am so sorry. That was so inappropriate. I don't know why I just blurted it out. Please, I don't know why I just blurted it out. Please, forget I ever said anything. Please. What?
You're flattered. You take it as a compliment. Phew, that's a relief. Thanks for being understanding.
I swear I'll never say anything like that again.
What? What do you mean, for the record? For the record, what? You'd swipe right too? If you saw me.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm the one who's blushing. My face must be crimson right now.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet of you. No. It's nothing. It's just your desk. It looks so familiar. Did that used to be in the conference room?
It did.
Okay. That's how I know it. So you moved it in here, eh?
Yes, I agree. It's a really nice piece of furniture.
And it brings back some nice memories for me. Of better times.
What memories? Well... Oh, shit. I never should have said anything. Let's move on. Can we?
What do you mean? You can guess.
Oh, believe me. You could never guess. Not in a million years.
Did it involve my boyfriend?
Well, yes. Though, he's my ex-boyfriend now.
How did you know?
What?
You saw us that night.
You mean, having sex?
On that table?
Oh, God. I'm so embarrassed. I mean, it was so late. We were sure we were the only people left in the building.
Why didn't you make a noise to warn us, or switch on the lights or something?
And why didn't you say anything to me afterwards?
What do you mean? It had nothing to do with you.
It was at work, for God's sake.
I was having sex in the workplace. You'd have been totally within your rights to fire me. I mean, that's the very definition of unprofessional conduct. What is it? You've got this weird look on your face. Come on, tell me. No, you don't get to stay silent after you've embarrassed me like that. What is it? You liked it? I don't understand. Liked what? Seeing me? Seeing me what? So abandoned to pleasure? Oh, fuck. I can't believe you saw me in that state. I'm mortified. And what else? Come on, you can say it. There's nothing you can disclose that'll shock me now. That's why you moved the desk in here? So you could bring back the memory of me? The memory of me what, exactly? Of me moaning. And thrusting, and coming. Jesus, that's a lot. That's a lot to process. You know, I could get you fired right now. You know that, right? Hey, no, it's okay. There's no need to feel ashamed. I mean, your wife left you for another guy. So you've probably been celibate lately. Yeah? Well, then it's natural that you're feeling frustrated. And I'm sure your desire is running hot right now. And as regards moving that desk to your office, just because you saw me making love on it, well, everyone has their fantasies, you know? I mean, it's just, okay, I'll come right out and say it. I have fantasies too. Sexual reveries, erotic daydreams. Like the other day, in that meeting in the conference room. Well, even though it wasn't the same table, I couldn't help but think about what had happened there. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the meeting, I had an image of me just lying flat on my back, spread-eagled across the table. And I was completely naked, while you were standing at the head of the table, fully clothed, and you were just watching me so intently. And that image of you staring at me while I was naked hit me so hard that, Well, when I got home, I lit some candles in the bathroom, poured myself some wine, got in the tub, and, well, can't you guess? Yes. I came just from touching myself and thinking about you, about how my body would feel if you came into me. Oh, fuck. I can't believe I just told you all that, but the truth is, I'm aching. It's been so long since I've been touched. You know, in a sexual way. Would you kiss me? A little more. Oh, God. I feel like my whole body is just wound so tightly. It's like I'm going to snap unless I'm released. Oh, fuck. Can you just... I can't believe I'm saying this, but... Can you penetrate me? I just want you inside me. Is that wrong? No, there's no need to worry. It's just the two of us here. No one else will ever know. Please. I just need to be fucked by someone who knows what he's doing. And I feel like you'd be a really skillful lover. Oh, I absolutely know that you'd make me come. And from the way you're breathing so hard, I think you'd really like that. You would. Wouldn't you, Daddy? So please, would you help me cure this ache? I've imagined so many times how you'd take me. How good it would feel to have you fill me. No. You're not abusing your position of power. Don't you get it? I want you. You're not hitting on me. I'm seducing you. And right now, I think my body'll burst if you don't touch me. There. Yes. Quick. Undo my pants. Just rip the buttons if you have to. That's it. Now pull them down my legs. Yes, my panties too. Quickly. No, wait. Let me keep my blouse on. We're fucking in the workplace. It feels sexier if we're partially clothed. Now, just lift me up and drape me over the table. Wow. You're pretty strong. I told you you were in good shape. Now, pose me just how you saw me that night with my ex. I want to be in the exact same position that made you so excited. You want me like this? Okay. And here. Is this it? Good. So, tell me. Do I look sexy to you? Is my body still sweet and soft? Am I nice and firm? And what about this little strip of hair above my pussy? Do you like that, Daddy? After you fucked me, you can lick me there, if you want to. And how do you like, oh, my sweet, pink, glistening lips? Oh, look how moist I am for you, baby. Look at those lips, all puffy and soft. Oh, I love being completely naked from the waist down for you. Why don't you watch me as I squirm in front of you? Move my hips. Just like this. Yeah? You like that? You like how I'm thrusting and bucking for you? Yeah, baby? Would you like to feel how soft and wet I am? Would you like to feel the head of your penis just slide into me? It's gonna feel so good when my lips are spread apart. Oh, and your cock fills me up. It's something I've wanted for so long. No, don't take your pants off. Oh, keep them on. Just pull your cock out. Mm-hmm, that's it. Ooh, don't get it caught in the zip. Oh, it's so beautiful. I love that head. It looks like you need some release too, my baby. Poor daddy. Has it been a long time? Oh, well, don't worry, baby. That big engorged head is soon going to be gliding in and out of my soft pussy lips. Here, let me bring my knees up. Oh, babe. Yes. Put your arms under my legs. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Grab hold of my feet and spread me wide. No. No foreplay. No, I don't need it. Please. Please just put it in me. I need it inside me. Please, babe. Daddy, I'm just dripping wet for you. Oh, yeah. Slide it in. Oh, fuck. That feels good. Oh. Please. Oh, don't go slow. I'm so ready for you. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, God. You're so fucking hard. Oh, please. Oh. Oh, please. Oh, God. You're so fucking hard. Please. Oh, just pump me as fast as you can. Oh. Yeah. Go deeper. Go deeper. Oh. Oh, I'm gonna come really quick. Oh, oh, babe. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Oh, no, no, no. Don't pull out. Oh, I'm on birth control. Oh, oh, are you okay?
Against my lips. Oh. Oh, you're so deep.
Oh,
Daddy. Please, let me have all of you. Oh, Daddy. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. Mm. Oh, shit. Oh, oh, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. Mm. I'm coming. Mm. Mm. Oh, fuck. Daddy, fuck me. Oh, keep fucking me. Please. Oh, fuck. So ready for you. As soon as I felt your cock just slide between my lips. Oh, I wanted to come right away. Mm. Oh, my body was just desperate to be filled. I've fantasized about this for so long. About you making love to me. About feeling you inside me. Oh, so that when it actually happened, I just lost all control. Oh, I loved that feeling of just giving myself totally to you. Oh, fuck. Did I ask you to breed me? And did I call you daddy? What was that all about? Maybe it's because it's the first time I've been with an older man. I really don't want to fuck my dad. Oh no. Do you hear that? Is that the cleaners? Oh shit. It is. Yes, it is. Quick, zip yourself up. We gotta get out of here. Come on.